Blog Talk Radio.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him. Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Tell me, sir.
Honor widow that are widows indeed. That's 1 Timothy 5:3. Well, welcome to everyone. I'm glad to be back. And I hope you miss me. Well, I thank Sheila so much for taking on this task last month, the month of January, and bringing you lots of good information. Lots of financial information. Each night, I knew that she gave you a little piece of everything in ways that you can benefit in a financial setting. She gave you so much information to chew on. And I hope that you had your pen and paper handy and wrote all of those good things that she shared with you in the month of January. Well, she also helped me out a whole lot. There were lots of things that I've been doing, and I needed some time off because we've been on the air a little over 2 years now, and pretty much I have been your host for that length of time. I've had other guests, speakers to come on and be a part of it to inspire you, encourage you. And Sheila decided to help me out for the first part of the year because there were some things that I was doing. I will share that information later on. But we want to give her lots of thanks for the things that she put together for you in the month of January. And I hope that you enjoyed it and some of the information that benefited you. And that you could use that throughout the year of 2012. Well, tonight we're going to talk about peace. Do you have your peace? Now, peace, The word peace is a state of tranquility or quietness. When you want peace in your life, how do you get your peace? Who do you go for your peace? I know who I go for peace. I ask for the Prince of Peace. Who is my Prince of Peace? He is Emmanuel. Who is my Prince of Peace? He's the Good Shepherd. Who is your Prince of Peace? Mine is the Messiah. Who is your Prince of Peace? It is the Lamb of God, our Redeemer. Who is your Prince of Peace? My Prince of Peace, I am the Way, Wonderful Counselor. Who is your peace? My peace is Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Who is your peace? My peace is Kings of Kings, our Rock, our Redeemer. Who's your Prince of Peace? My Prince of Peace is Bread of Life and our Bright and Morning Star. Who's your Prince of Peace? And who do you go for peace when you need that time, that quiet moment? That peace that you know the Holy Spirit is in the midst of that moment. Well, I'm going to read from John 14:27. It says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Who is your Prince of Peace? I would like to read a story. And this was a very good story that I read. Very short, but I would like to read it to you tonight. Years ago, this person was talking about, he came to know a young man who rode a motorcycle gang, with the motorcycle gang. He had grown up on a mission field where his parents served. When his family returned to the U.S., he was in another country, of course, he seemed to unable to adjust to life. He lived in a troubled existence and was killed in a street fight with a rival gang. He helped, this particular person, he said he helped with many funerals before, but he never seen so many people came for to be a part of this memorial at this bike rider. He was, he felt, this was a park where he was buried, where the funeral service was. It was a natural grassy field where this funeral took place, surrounding a small lake. All his friends and bike buddies was all in a circle around where, near this grassy area. And while the service was conducted, they spoke simply and briefly about peace among them and the inner peace that Jesus' love can bring. Well, after the service, a motorcycle gang member thanked the person who was eulogizing and the service. He started to walk, thanked everyone, and started to walk away. But then he turned back. He he said, I never forgotten, this person never forgotten his words. He said to him that he had a put, a pad, and an old lady. And what he meant by this, he had a bike, he had an apartment, and he had a girlfriend, he said. But I ain't got no peace. So when he said that, this person talked about Jesus, who was his peace. And he was explaining that he could also be this bike rider peace, where he said that he had a bike, a partner, a girlfriend, but I got no peace. Does that sound like you? Or somebody you know? They have no peace in our life. It goes on, whether we got a chopper, or a Cadillac, or a mansion, or a tiny apartment, a loved one, or no one, it makes no difference. Without Jesus, there is no peace. He said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. That's coming again from John 14:27. This is all for all who trust in him, all who trust in Jesus. Have you asked for your peace? Now, think about it. Do you have peace in your life? If you don't have peace in your life, this is one way to get that peace. Asking Jesus, the Holy Spirit, to come in your life and bring peace. And he can. And I also want to tell another story. But this particular story is about something I experienced. Maybe a few of you online have heard about that peace already that I had. And I asked for peace, peace be still one day. When I've worked for several banks, and when you work for a bank, you see lots of robberies where people come into the bank and try to need a little bit of cash. So they decide that they want to come in and get some cash from the tellers. Didn't want to take out a loan. They wanted a free loan. They wanted to take away the money and just leave. But on many occasions, there's so many in the past, I've been in banking for 40 years, and I have experienced so many different type of robberies, as well as people bringing in bad checks and trying to get money from checks that they have stolen. I've been given to bring into the bank to get money for various type of reasons. Well, one day I was working at a location, and this man came in. He was about 6'4", and he got a little upset at the teller, and so the teller sent him over to customer service and where I was, and he came over, but he was very upset. This was a big man. I am a small woman, only 5'2", and this tall 6'4" man came over to my desk, very upset. He came from the teller, very upset. So he continued to raise his voice as he was asking me, that what had happened to his money in his account. Well, he got louder and louder. And as he got louder and louder, the security guard came over. As he was approaching this guy, because he wanted to see what was wrong, all of a sudden, this guy continued to get upset. So before the security got over to my desk where the gentleman was, this guy knew that he was on his way. The security guy was on his way. He jumped up and came right over next to me and pulled out a knife. At that time, I didn't know what to do. All I could do is call on my Prince of Peace. I said, "Peace, be still." I said it to myself. I, you know, he couldn't hear me praying, and no one else could. All I stood there and said, "Peace, be still." I had read a book about words that you can use when you're in trouble, and that was one of the words that I had. And this thing is—it's so ironic how ways that God can come in the midst of a situation. I had read that book. It wasn't recent, but it was at a time where I remembered everything about those chapters I had read. And one of the things, when you're in the midst of a different situation, how you can call on God. And that particular time, I called on the Father by saying, "Peace, be still." Peace being still, that he will come in the midst of that situation and bring peace. It helped me not to get upset. It helped me to stay calm. This guy had a knife on me. And the officer, he came, he was coming over, but he had to stop. And he did not see the guy with the knife at first because the way he had the knife to my side. And I had to put my hand up immediately and letting the security know that this guy has a knife on me. And they had already called the police, 911. There are so many cops that came into the bank. Someone rode on bikes. Some came on cars. But during that time, I stayed still. I didn't move. I didn't cry. I didn't got excited about the situation because God kept me at peace. It took about 10 police officers to calm and to put handcuffs on that guy when they finally got him away from me. Now, at that time, after he left my presence, that's when my nerve and everything started, and the tears started coming down. But while I was in the midst of that trouble, God gave me peace to keep still, because if I had gotten all excited, started screaming and holler, that guy would have probably could have harmed me. But at that moment, God gave me that peace that I needed to be still. So you can have that peace too. Try it. I hope that this situation will never happen to you. But whenever you're in the midst of any situation or you're getting upset about something, just start repeating, "Peace, be still." Bring in the spirit, the spirit of the Holy Spirit to come in with you in that situation. And you see that he will work with you and bring that peace and the calmness that you need, the state of tranquility and quietness that you need when you are dealing with a moment of anxiety, excitement, or whatever. So it does work. But I didn't know that I was going to be using that word, those words from that book at that time. But he gives you resources. He planned things way ahead of time. He knows what's going to happen tomorrow, the next day, and the next day with you. We just have to keep him in the midst of everything that we are going through. He has to be a part of your life to keep that peace and the things that we need in our lives. He will give us guidance, comfort, and the peace that we need. All we have to do is let him come in our hearts and our minds and our soul and ask him for those things. Trust in him and believe that he will. Now, going back to the motorcycle rider, he felt that he had everything. That's all he needed. He needed a bike, an apartment, and a girlfriend. But he realized that he had no peace. And this person who was told him how he can have peace, that Jesus can be that person that can give him that peace that he wanted. Sometimes when we don't keep Jesus in our life, we can wander, we can make mistakes, we can do lots of stuff that and have no self-control, we can just be out there. But as soon as we bring Jesus back in the midst of our lives, we get peace again. I want to hold on to that peace, don't you? It's easy. Just trust Jesus, keep him in your heart, believe in him, and ask him for guidance, because he will definitely bring peace in your life. There's some other things that I want to read tonight about peace, a couple of other scriptures and comments. Peace, you, Lord, give true peace to those who depend on you because they trust you. That's coming from Isaiah 26:3. Peace is the kingdom of God, who what oxygen is to the atmosphere. Considering this truth, you may be wondering why you so often feel aggravated and anxiety. Think of it this way. Though oxygen permeates the air around us, we must breathe it in our lungs for it is to do us any good. You must choose to let God rule in your heart. You must invite him in. As you open your heart to him, the peace will follow. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. That's coming from Colossians 3:15. God often uses peace as a way of giving his children guidance. When you are praying about an important decision, a life choice, you should pay close attention to the amount of peace you have concerning it. In any ease, you should not move when your peace is replaced by a sense of anxiety or unrest. You should move back in the other direction until the peace returns. Let me read that again. In any case, you should move when your peace is replaced by a sense of anxiety or unrest. Move back in the other direction until the peace returns. You will never go wrong as long as you follow the peace. Just think about that. When you get unrest and anxiety, just know that peace can get you back where you need to be. That quietness and that calmness. Ask for that peace today. We sometimes all get a little frustrated with life, the things that are happening in our lives. Even driving down the highway, when cars just crosses your lane in front of you and you get all frustrated and you get upset about things that our children are doing. You get upset because your finance is not right. You get upset because illness that you're dealing with. Get that peace again that you need in your life. Let's ask the Lord. Say, Lord, I want to have peace in my life, to be at peace with you, with others, and with myself. Your word says that comes from you. Please give me your gift of peace. Jesus died in our place to give us his peace. Who is your Prince of Peace? My Prince of Peace is Emmanuel. My Prince of Peace is God, is the Good Shepherd, the Messiah, the Lamb of God. My Prince of Peace is my Deliverer. I am the way, Wonderful Counselor. My peace is Jesus. My peace is the Good Shepherd. My peace is King of Kings. My peace is the Rock, the Redeemer. My peace is the Bread of Life. My peace is our bright and morning star. Who's your peace? Who's your Prince of Peace? Let him come into your life and give you that peace that he wants to give you. That is the end of our inspirational vitamins tonight. But I also want to make some announcements. Just continue to dwell and to think about who's your Prince of Peace. He will give you that peace that you need. Well, some of the announcement that I want to, we're having our Valentine get-together this coming Sunday. If you are in town, join us. We are having a Valentine get-together this Sunday, the 12th, at 3 o'clock at a restaurant called Bay Breeze. A lot of you know where that restaurant is and has heard about it. It's a well-known restaurant where a lot of church people gather on Sunday and eat good seafood. Well, we have reservation for that particular day, and I hope that you can be a part of it. Come and let's have a great time together, and maybe your cupid will come by and bring you chocolate and flowers and good things to help you to celebrate your Valentine's Day. If you have any question regarding location and how to get there, please give me a call at 770-981-9118. There were calls sent out on our calling post with more information, but if you need that, please give me a call, and I hope that you can be a part of it. So the rest of the week, I ask you once again, who is your peace? Who is your Prince of Peace? I've told you who mine is and how I can get peace. Have a great and I'm glad to be back. We will be having guest speakers throughout the month and the year. So just tune in each week, every Tuesday from 11 to 11:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better.